So Tandra through to an All-Ireland Junior Football semi-final. So are Niamh Columbkill. The Newton-based club were crowned Ulster Junior Football Champions in November, having taken a six-point victory at Celtic Park in Derry. History was made as the Donegal side beat Fermanagh's Ballinalick 1-9-6 points to take the county's first ever Ulster Club Junior of Football title. Matty Crossan scored the vital goal in the second half. Ryan McKinley is the Niamh Columbkill manager.
That's fantastic, Oisín, to be honest. You know, after the Junior Championship, we says we would push on, you know, and give this Ulster Championship a good rattle, you know, and a lot of people and teams, you know, read us off, I suppose, from the start, but these guys here, they thrive on it, you know, and we're Ulster champions 2017, Oisín, and merit.
Yeah, and in my mind, the underdog tag against Sittages all the way.
Finals are there to be won, yeah. You know, and it's on today as well, Oisín, but the boys will go away now, enjoy the celebrations, and we'll be back at it again on Wednesday night.
Very tight affair, particularly in the first half. There was a point in it at the break. Yous were behind. They get the first point of the second half, but after that it was all Niamh Columbkill. The big player stepped up to the plate, and you sort of turned the screw then. Had four quick unanswered points in the space of 4 or 5 minutes, and that really was the fun part.
Yeah, definitely. We were well under par there at half time. Me and myself and Marty to be chatting, you know, we were actually says, listen, we're only a point down, we played poor, you know, the performance levels weren't there. We got the man in the change room and we says, listen lads, we're a point down, but we played poorly, and we knew these were scoring goals here in the second half, you know, just all about staying composed and getting the right shooters on the ball at the right times, you know.
Yeah, and the goal then, 17 minutes into that second half, Matthew Crossan, what a finish. That was the big score of the game. That was the one that really sealed the deal, was it?
It was, actually, at a crucial time. Yeah, we're under a wee bit of pressure there for a while, you know, and in fairness, it was a good ball in. Matty put it, tucked it to the end of the bottom right-hand corner, you know, great goal, and I'm delighted for Matty, you know, he's a bad old run of it, around you there, but he got himself fucked for the championship, you know, and he's been fantastic.
Yeah. There'll be one man, I'm sure, looking down on all yous, Newton Cunningham and Niamh Columbkill people tonight, and that's, of course, your president, James Dowds.
Definitely. Like, before we left the clubhouse tonight, there was 30 of us get on the bus there, and we went up to the graveyard to pay our respects to James, you know, and we made a promise at the graveyard that we would be back tonight in Newton with that cup, and we'll be putting it on his grave tonight, so to send to the rest of the lads, you know, like, there wouldn't be a club here without James Dowds, you know, and several other people, so we'll dedicate this victory to James, you know.
That was Ryan McKinley, who dedicated the victory, the Ulster Championship title win, to James Dowds, who passed in the latter part of the year as well, and he would have been watching down on his Niamh Columbkill side, that's for sure, as they lifted that Ulster title. And the journey continues for them, Ryan, because you went to Scotland to watch them in Edinburgh, and they're in an All-Ireland semi-final in the third weekend in January as well.
Yeah, like, you know, it's an unbelievable journey. Like, if you think of where they were this time last year, Oisín, they'd just been relegated to Division 4, they'd been relegated to the Junior Championship. The club was at a low ebb, like, and things weren't going well. Ryan McKinley's come in, he stabilised the whole thing. They weren't favourites to win Donegal, but they did it. They weren't favourites to win Ulster, but they did it. And then they went over to Edinburgh to play Dunedin Connolly's in the All-Ireland quarter-final. And now, I was at the match, and I can't stress enough how poor the facilities were. You know, it was a converted rugby pitch. The goalposts weren't the right size. The dressing rooms were like a tin hut. You know, and this was a big, big game for these lads. You know, their whole season was on the line, and they could have lost that day. They actually...
There was a delay to the start too, wasn't there?
There was a delay. Like, they were doing everything the right by the book. They went over on the Thursday for the game on the Saturday so that the players wouldn't be drained. You know, everything was being done in a professional manner. And then there was a car crash on the way in. The team weren't involved, but they were held up in the aftermath of it, and they only got to the ground some 15 minutes before the match. All their supporters beat them there to it. And then, you know, obviously you're playing in December, so you have the danger of light disappearing on you, you know. So they had to rush their warm-up, and in the first half they looked like they'd rushed their warm-up, like they just didn't get into their stride. But they really dug deep in the second half, and Ryan McAleen, you know, he's a big, big player for them, and he's really, really stepped up this year. And he was the man that, in my opinion, kind of dragged them over the line that day. It wasn't short of drama now. It was a really, really exciting match. And it was great to see the scenes at the end of them. Like, I love to see this, you know, with clubs. you know, how a journey like this can really bring the whole community together. And like, you're chatting maybe 100 people over from Newton Cunningham to that match, and then flocking on to the pitch, and then some people, you know, on for 5 minutes and then racing away to try and catch a boat or try and catch a flight. You know, people, you know, coming up to Christmas, but prepared to go and spend their money and support their local team. Like, and it's great to see.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll be flocking now to Mullingar, isn't it?
Yeah.
And on the Saturday, the 20th of January, they're playing the Cork Junior Champions Knockery in that fixture, Chris.
Yeah, and just I suppose a positive aspect of social media, the club, I think it was costing them in the region of 20 grand for the Edinburgh trip, and through the advantage of having an online presence, they set up a fund, and there were people, I'm sure, from well outside of the Newton Cunningham area who threw them a few quid, and that helped, which was great, the GAA family supporting them.
Yeah, the journey continues for them. What about senior football in Donegal, Ryan? Kilcare take in their first Dr. Maguire in 24 years. It wasn't a final that will be remembered for the quality of football and I suppose the scores. It was one of the lowest scoring ever county finals, but Kilcare eventually getting their hands on that senior trophy.
Yeah, listen, we were all there in October 2016 when Glenswilly pulled off the great shock at that stage. You know, nobody was giving Glenswilly a chance, and they defeated Kilcare. And, you know, probably in fairness to Kilcare, they were probably the butt of the joke for a wee while after that. But, you know, they didn't panic, they didn't rush, they didn't get overexcited about things. They just calmed it down. And they took it game by game. You know, Barry Doherty came in, replaced Martin McHugh just before the season. But that didn't fluster them. Like, they just kept at it. And they went quietly about their business. Perhaps didn't play as scintillating football as they did in 2016. But they were very much deserving champions. And while the final wasn't a classic, I don't think anybody in Kilcare will care about that.
No, they got the one. 7-4 was the final score. The long wait for that Dr. Maguire to end up in the Kilcare parish came to an end, and as Ryan said, new manager on board, Barry Doherty was in for the first time this year. What a 12 months has been for him, and Patrick O'Berty was captain, and it was he who lifted the cup after the final whistle.
It's 24 years since we won a championship, and it's a bit too long for a club like Kilcare, and I'm just delighted really that Mickey Higgerty, Stephen Shovlin, Conor McShane and Patrick Gallagher got their county medal today, because they've been playing club football for Kilcare for 18 years, and you know, if today didn't go according to plan, we wouldn't know what would happen. So, listen, I'm just delighted. I'm thankful to be captain today, and you know, it's gonna live long down the memory. You know.
Yeah, and obviously the disappointment of losing last year as well, obviously, was a big driving force today.
Oh yeah, obviously, I think with the way we lost last year, I don't think it was a long winter there in Kilcare. There was a lot of questions asked of the team and a lot of questions asked the players and everything else, but our supporters stuck tight and the players stuck tight, and we got drawn a tough group in the championship, and you know, we got out of the group and we came back here, and it was all about just putting in a big hours performance, and we did, thankfully.
The game very tight, very tense, really had to be patient and manage your performance and your game.
Yeah, listen, we went 3 points up. We were probably a wee bit too cautious. You know, I think we might have, if Newcastle were to go again, they probably would have punished us a wee bit, but thankfully we just, you know, got those lucky breaks, and you know, we play down the clock.
Yeah, no, very happy with the result. You know, it was a very tough game. You know, Glenties brought everything that we thought they would, and I thought our lads managed the game very well, so delighted with the result.
Yeah. Come in here as raging hot favourites, a lot of pressure having missed out last year as well.
A lot of pressure, yeah. It's the pressure, no matter in every final. Come here, we look forward as a group. We try not to look back. You know, losing last year probably brought them to another level, you know, and that's probably why we're standing up here. But to come here, the lads give an unbelievable performance, and they really just worked it and dogged it out.
And a lot of big performances. I suppose Ryan McHugh stood up and got the last point of the game. Very important one, the only one in the second half.
Excellent point. And that, you can feel in my blood we were going to hold out from then on in. I put on Stephen Shovlin after that, just to sound out the defence, and it was getting more, let's hold out for this.
Yeah, yeah. You must be a very proud man, first year in the job, managing the county champions.
Delighted, yeah. I mean, they're not very hard to manage, they're good lads, you know, and they work hard for you, and really at the end of the day, you know, it's them guys that won it, it's very little to do with management altogether.
That was Barry Doherty, first time in as Kilcare senior manager, guiding them to the Dr. McGuire Cup, and before that, Patrick McBurney, who was the man who lifted the cup, and it was an emotional speech by Patrick McBurney, to say the least, on County Final Day in Ballybuffet. Well, it was a different style of performance in the Ulster campaign, Ryan, for Kilcare, because they were knocked out against Lochneil, and they played some brilliant football. But the first of the matches was the quarter final against Scotstown in Clonus, and we were sort of going into the unknown with Kilcare, but they ran out easy winners in the end, and it was a very impressive display, to say the least, from the Kilcare boys that day. They were brilliant.
Yeah, and you got to remember too, that day, Oisín, they got off to a bit of a slow start. I think Conor McCarthy got an early goal from Scotstown.
That's right, yeah.
And Scotstown, a lot of experience at this level, and you would have thought, you know, the Monaghan champions, they'll go on and win it. But Kilcare really came back storming at them. And Patrick McBurney, Oisín, you know, we've kind of watched Patrick McBurney grow up. And this year, we've really seen him become a leader. We saw him become a leader for Donegal, and then especially for Kilcare, where I think he scored, was it 8 points in the first half that day against Scotstown? Like, an exceptional, exceptional footballer.
Yeah, but their journey and their hopes and their dreams of an Ulster title was to end at the hands of the mighty Lochneil, and it was a brilliant performance by Lochneil in that third quarter, in that second half, as they grabbed them goals coming from behind to win out 217 to 17 points. Manager Barry Doherty says afterwards that it was the missed chances of Kilcare that cost them that day.
The verdict was, I mean, we didn't take our goal chances. You know, at the end of the day, we had four clear-cut goal chances, didn't take any of them, and that was probably the difference, really and truly. You know, we competed with them well. You know, we showed that, you know, you can get goal chances against them, but, you know, just their keeper was in top form, and, you know, we just didn't find the net, and that was probably the big difference between the two teams. There were very little in it.
Yeah, it seemed to be a very fast-paced game. There was a great tempo to it, and your team really matched Lochneil, like the revered Lochneil team, and gave it their all.
Yeah, they gave it their all. I couldn't have asked really any more from the lads. You know, they worked hard. We tried to push up on their kickouts, which was giving us success, but, you know, we didn't start well in the game. We were 6 points to one down, which is a difficult position to be in. Then we go into the half time, a point up, and, you know, we didn't start the second half either at the pace we should have. So, you know, them two points, and then, as I say, missing chances. You know, goals are massive scores in these championship games, and just didn't come.
As Barry said there, Ryan, it was the missed chances that cost them. But that second quarter performance by Kilcare was probably the best football played by a club side from the county that we've seen all year.
Yeah, they were superb for 15 minutes, yeah. Oisín. They put a big, big squeeze on Lochneil's kickouts, and they had great joy. And to be fair, like, Lochneil, everybody has great respect for them, but they were struggling, and they were saved that day by the half-time whistle. Oisín, if you remember, and Mickey Moran and John Joe Kearney, they got their lads in and they got them settled, and then Lochneil came out again, and when Lochneil get ahead, it's very, very hard to claw them back. But Kilcare had the chances, four goal chances, they didn't take them. But, you know, something tells me that they'll be back in Ulster Club Championships over the next couple of years, and they'll be trying to right those wrongs.
Yeah, I'm sure on reflection, it's been a good year for Kilcare, claiming a first ever double as well. They won the league and the championship. Now, they ended up winning the league with a comfortable 114-1 point victory over Dunloe, but it was another bit of history made by them, the first ever league and championship double. But overall in the championship, I suppose, Dermot, with Donegal exiting the seniors at intercounty level, the focus firmly went to the championship. And overall, it was a good club championship in Donegal.
Yeah, you could say every cloud has a silver lining, because with Donegal going out of the All-Ireland so early, it meant that the club championship could be run off without any problems or any difficulties. And that's the way it worked out. I thought it was a good championship. You know, Kilcare have been knocking on the door of success for so long. You know, people were happy to see them win, I'm sure. But there were other clubs there that were challenging too. Guidoor came out of nowhere, really, and got to a semi-final. Patsy mentioned Eamon McGee earlier on in the programme. I thought Eamon was one of the players of the championship this year. I thought he was immense. He was brilliant in a victory against Glenswillie in a club game down in Maharagallan earlier on in the championship. And that was one of the high points for me of the year. Glenswillie will be disappointed. Kilcare, I think, are holding their annual presentation function this weekend, and they'll be celebrating the double success, but I'm sure thoughts already turning to trying to retain it in 2018.
Yeah, there was celebrations in Milford last night, Ryan, because you had your the annual presentation night, and It was a good year for Milford. They won the Donegal Intermediate title, and I suppose you wouldn't be allowed back into the parish if you didn't mention them today.
No, I must have been told about 10 times last night, Oisín, to give them a bit of a shout out. But yeah, it was a great championship victory for Milford. It was 25 years since their last championship victory. And they did it the tough way. They lost to Éireann early in the championship. That put them under pressure. And then they had Clonmacnoise at the quarterfinals. That was a tough game. They had Éireann in the semi-finals. And they gained revenge that day. And then St Noel's in the final. Really, really impressive victory. And they did well in Ulster too.
They came close. They were very lucky.
Defeating. And they also deservedly stayed in Division 1 this year. And just one other club I'd like to mention, as you know, there were a lot of clubs of success this year, is Convoy, who got promotion in Division 4 this year. I think it was the first time in 22 years. And I suppose anybody, myself and Jeremy and Chris would be up there in Convoy quite regularly at games. And they're always very accommodating, very friendly. And it was nice to see them get a bit of success this year.
Yeah, club-wise, it's been a good year. We're going to go for a commercial break. We're going to stick with clubs because we're going to try and put our finger on what makes Clonmacnoise tick, what makes them so good at what they do. Ulster, Camogie, Hurling and football champions. They've done the treble-double in two seasons. They won 25 out of 27 championship games. The only matches they were to lose was at at the All-Ireland stage, and they won another Ulster football title this year as well. Patsy, is there something in the water or what's taking up in Clonmacnoise?
Yeah, there's a hell of a lot taking up there, and it's about the community, I was suggesting. If you're standing up in front of them or one of them were standing up in front of us and they were trying to explain it, I'd say their opening remarks might be, "We are Clonmacnoise." And what does that mean? And it obviously means so much to them. It means, I could throw in words like passion and community. I could throw in an identity, their identity, and their identity, and their only their identity, and the language. They have all the aspects of life, Irish life, going for them, and they're a unit. And I think it's absolutely remarkable that a team can do what they've done, a group of people can do what they've done. And, following on the great success of Cross McGlen, who we should never, ever forget, their massive achievement, Ulster are lucky to have this kind of a unit that exposes is the wrong word, but stands up there and they stand up for themselves to such a point, and they embrace. We would be here standing and giving them the greatest credit for being the football champions. But the fact that they also embrace the hurling to the point that they do, the fact that they embrace the Camogie to the point that they do, the fact that they embrace the language to the point that they do, they are remarkable, absolutely remarkable. And this year, the treble, of course, in two seasons, as you say, 25 out of seven championship games. Clonmacnoise won their fourth Derry Senior Football Championship. We all know Derry is a minefield in championship football. Down through the years, it's been a minefield. And they had a 10.1 over Ballinascreen, another proud club. And they went on to retain their Ulster title, beating Cavan Gaels. Assistant manager John Joe Kearney explains exactly why they want the bigger prize.
So we're back in the semi-final now. You say year one against Corrifan, I suppose we were a bit green. Corrifan were a great team, and it was a heavy defeat, but we didn't let it sort of set us back, and we come back. And last year, I suppose you'll never know, but you can always think that if we kept 15 men in the field, we might have won last year, so we'll have to try and do our best to rectify that this year, but it's one game at a time.
Clonmacnoise want to be back in the All-Ireland final on St Patrick's Day, and this time they want the big prize. And Patsy, I think it's 9 of the footballers are on the starting 15 of the hurling as well. And when you get dual players, you might have one or two in a squad at times, but to have 9, such a huge number.
And the unselfish approach, obviously, by they themselves, and by the expectation that they know that's there. I mean, 9, that's unbelievable. And to use a word, there's no bullshit there, obviously. Yeah. So if the community needs them, if Clonmacnoise team needs them, if that's it, they do it. And I mean, if you're in any Gaelic club, this is where you always want to dream of being. But to dream of being is one thing, but to get that feeling in the parish, and it is about the parish. Yeah. So
it's a small parish.
It's absolutely. Well, maybe that's an advantage.
Yeah.
Maybe that's an advantage. And they also, as we know, they retained their They retained their Ulster Senior Hurling Championship title, beating Ballygallata from County Down convincingly at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. And indeed, the Derry Championship have contested four finals since 2013, despite losing the first two. So they jumped back up again. They came back at it again. And another that's a message there. That's a clear message. They're never down. Yeah. They're never down. And even that match against, let's go back to the Kilkerr game. They were under pressure, but they came back. And it's now back to the provincial titles for Slough Neil. And you've got to really add in the fact that they won the Camogie as well. And in areas of Ulster, Camogie is seriously strong code. So you could go on all evening about this, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, and you've seen the celebrations afterwards on the television as well. They came back with the Camogie title, and the Camogie title celebrations are just as big as the football, just as big as the hurling, and everybody's chipping into it. They don't turn up for one, they turn up for all three, so they do.
Everybody is involved in it. And if the hurlers win, the footballers and the Camogie players, they come back and form the Guard of Honour. And if it's the other way about, everybody goes back to the community hall, and that's where they do it. And there's another part of this too. A lot of them are teetotalers, some of them are take the odd drink or whatever, but it's not about, I think sometimes in Donegal, if we have a team and at any grade has a big success, it's a 2 or 3 day binge. Where these people, they're not like that. It's about the success, it's about the local community. It's about being role models for their younger people coming through too, so that, they're not staggering about the place, that they are, and they are pillars of their community, those hurlers, footballers and Camogie players.
And also the club hasn't been ravaged by immigration, and most of the people are working in the area, and that's a factor too, and you've got the whole community rallying around and businesses, which is pretty much unparalleled.
Yeah, and Christy, just following through on another point, just to make it very, very clear, and clubs again, this is general to clubs. It's not just about the boys in the field. I mean, there has to be some serious kiddos at the back of all this, in terms of the community, in terms of the club itself, the Gaelic club itself. So, hats off to them. And, and not only to them, but in general terms, we talk about clubs here. We talk about clubs, and we've talked about clubs all evening this afternoon. Let's just give a big shout out to the people who make this happen and for the club behind the scenes, really.
Yeah. Staying with club football, Omagh St Enda's defeated Errigal Kieran by 2 points to win the Tyrone Senior Football Final at Hayley Park in Omagh. That was a 10-8 game. Omagh lost to Slough Neil in Ulster. And St Noel's won the first ever All-Ireland Gaelic football title in June, defeating the host Turmachete in the final 2-14-2-8 was how it ended. Stephen Griffin, top scorer there with a brilliant 1-7. St Noel's manager is John McNulty.
We knew it was going to be a big game for us, especially after playing 3 games in the extra time yesterday, and it took a lot out of the legs for the lads. So today they really had to step it up, especially against the home team. We are always going to be up against it with them, knowing the pitch and knowing the local support and the wanting to win it. But thankfully we stood up to today and we played well. We played good football all weekend. Like, the lads really worked hard for each other, and that's a lot what you have to do, and they done it today. And I think we won a lot of possession around the middle at different times, and the breaking ball, we got on a lot of breaking ball, and again we done the damage up front.
They got a lot of breaking ball. It didn't work out in the championship for St Noel's here in Donegal, but they did get promotion in the league. Elsewhere, Niamh Connell won the Comortis Pell and the Gaeltachta Intermediate Women's Final in Turmachete. The Glenties team defeated Galway's Clonbur 3-10-1-14 to bring the title to Donegal, where they will defend it next year when the Comortis Pell National Finals will be making their way to Downings.